welcome to the Stanley Street Social Podcast presented by MAP. Today we are unpacking the Cadellas Aggression Road Race. My name's Alex Clements. I'm here with Campbell Flakemore and our guest today, Alexander Evanson. Welcome, Edmo.
Thank you for having me, guys. I'm pretty stoked to be here.
I didn't really tell Edmo that we were doing this, but he's here, so
yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah, no, thanks for that. I think just strolled into the office and here we go.
How was today?
Oh, you're asking
You were
me?
There?
Yeah. Yeah. I was pretty in the living room. I think it was pretty negative at the start, especially with the wind. Most of the teams didn't really want to help us, and obviously having Daryl, we obviously didn't want it to go, the time gap to go out too hard because we wanted to make it a solid race, but Buell's ended up having to ride pretty much 100K by himself. But yeah, no, I think there was wind, but it was not really the right ways. There was a lot of headwind, which made it pretty negative.
Looks like Bewley was having to do so much work, like he was going flat out to keep it at 4 minutes. Were you guys looking for other teams to come and help?
Yeah, well, of course. I think, we obviously having Daryl there, we were one of the favourites, but we thought having those other guys there, like look at Viviani, Caleb, we thought those guys would help. So yeah, Bill's had to do a ton of the work there.
First race of the year.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. He was wanting for an easier ride, and then Bora helped us from the 60K mark. But yeah, I was sitting behind Bill's there, block headwind. He'd already been there for about 50K, and I was like, oh no, I feel so bad for this guy, but hey, that's what you got to do, eh? We get paid to do this.
Who was next in line to do the work, or was it always just going to be Bill's?
No, it was just Bill's, the steam train. We needed to save guys for the circuit, so Bills did a ton of work, and then we're trying to keep us fresh so that we could make it aggressive on the circuit.
Who makes that call?
It's Wilson, director.
And we did try and rope other teams in?
Yeah, well, of course. And I think we let it go to 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, and then we thought we'll chuck one guy there and then hopefully the other guys will come, but ended up going out to 4.5 minutes and still no one really cared. We could have just gone, righto, we could have pulled off and been like, whatever happens, happens. But at the end of the day, like, we're not just going to throw a race away. Like, we want a race, and we have to do the best we can. And sometimes teams play poker, and we ended up just going, taking it by the scrap of the neck, and Bills did a good job.
So we saw a breakaway three.
The best rapper in the peloton was there, Lawrence DeVries.
Yeah, after his...
You've seen that, haven't you? That Astana promo.
Absolutely horrible.
And then, yeah, like Carter Turnbull and Nathan Elliott went and represented the Aussies, which was, I don't know, at this race before, has there been a bit of a scramble to get in the break, or has it always just been like, just go boys?
That's the thing. I think this is the first time I've ridden it, but I'm pretty sure could be wrong, but 2016, I'm pretty sure there was crosswind in the first 20K and it just split to absolute chaos.
Yeah.
There was crashes. So you never really know, but those guys just rolled off the front. I'd actually just got back from taking a piss. And then all of a sudden, there were three guys away and then everyone was rolling around at bloody 20K an hour.
The breakaway, they just rode. Carter got dropped when they hit the climb. Shralamba climb for the first time. And Nathan Elliott and the in-house Astana rapper continued on their venture before another Astana rider attacked out of the bunch. And the peloton actually at that point kind of wasn't all that stressed about the scenario that was going on up the road.
On the TV, it didn't look like you guys were going that fast. It looked kind of, there was just a big block across the front and you guys were happy to just let it go out to 2.5 minutes. I think there was still maybe like 30K to go and it was still a pretty big gap. Was it just pretty cool in the bunch? Or?
Oh, it was because of the wind. Going into the bottom of the climb was block headwind. So no one really wanted to use bickies.
Yeah, okay.
Bickies is people just come over the top. So I think if the wind would have been in a different situation, come from a different direction, it would have been a lot more aggressive. We definitely wanted to be more aggressive to make sure that the sprinters weren't there.
Yeah.
I think, this is the first time that there has been such a big bunch hit the finish line.
Yeah.
And I think, a lot of that, obviously, there were the sprinter guys, they're trying to keep it as easy as possible, but the wind definitely helped them. I think if the wind hadn't been a blockhead wind, it would have been a lot more in pieces.
With all due respect, it's probably the most negative race we've seen.
Yeah.
Well, Richie tried a little bit, but Daniel Oss went over the top of the last climb first, and he's like a cobbled classics man. So, like you were saying, the headwind just didn't really provide any opportunity for anyone to go on the attack.
Yeah, I think so. And I think I raced it. It was pretty boring. I'm not sure what it will look like on TV. But, yeah, I think, yeah, definitely as well. Like, it wasn't as hot as it was last year. I think, no, last year it was an absolute
cooker 40 out on, there. Yeah.
But, yeah, I think, yeah, that's what it. And it came down to a big bunch kick. And Viviani showed what he's done at the Tour Down Under, what he did last year. And, yeah, I think Caleb will be pretty upset with coming second.
What was the call from the team car coming into one lap to go?
Well, it was just with our objectives was two to go, try and make it aggressive. We tried doing that with Rob. He got away, but no one really even cared.
Yeah.
We thought that would bring on more attacks, but just the wind didn't really help for that. And then, yeah, coming to the finish, we just needed to try and make it as aggressive as we could. And then, yeah, nothing really happened with the wind.
How's the SSS local Lucas Hamilton been going the last couple of weeks?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Flying.
He was just doing his own thing on the last lap, wasn't he? Like, obviously looking after Darryl, but it was just like, I'll follow that, I'll bring this back, I'll ride the front. He was just doing it all. He's come a long way the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, exactly. And I think he showed what he did in the Corkscrew Day and Down Under and then finishing it off with Willunga. He's definitely in some really red-hot shape. And I think surely he's got... not sure who's the man for the sunny tour, but surely he's got to be going there with the GC role.
His head hasn't gotten too big in house.
Oh, so he's been big since he was.
Well, that's what I mean. Now he's actually been good.
He's the watermelon.
So the sprint itself, Albie was pretty fast. Quickstep were organised as always. These blokes are always so good. They're always so organised and.
He did the standard thank you team speech after the race.
Yeah.
But he can thank his team.
Yeah,
they were.
There's nothing worse than that thanks to the team when the team actually didn't do anything. But in this case.
They were off chops. Yeah, they were in every move. They delivered him perfectly and he sprinted for about 100 metres.
And I reckon if Edmo's mate Impey didn't hit out early, I reckon Caleb probably would have come over the top. I think Impey ended up dragging a lot of guys on the right-hand side and Caleb got squeezed hard on the left and couldn't quite come out to about 50 metres to go. And if there was another 15, 20 metres, I reckon Caleb probably would have had them both.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's definitely an interesting sprint. I know Impey last year made a mistake there. And it's an interesting one because you come around the corner and you think that it's still a long way away, but it just goes like a blink of an
eye. Is it just so fast, that sprint?
Yeah, well, exactly. And there's a little kink in the road. And so you're not sure. You can't really see the gate. So you don't know where the finish line is. And I think Viviani just nailed it, really. You see Caleb was coming like,
He was coming. But he was so boxed in.
Look, I think you got to take your hat off to Viviani. Shows what he's, the calibre that the guy is. He's pretty unbelievable.
What was Darryl's take from it? What did he have to say after the race?
Well, look, I kind of flicked it.
It's probably only 40 minutes after the race finished and you're here in the hotel showered up.
Yeah, and he was doing podium, so I haven't actually seen him. So
so the short answer is you don't know.
Yeah, fair enough.
What were you doing on the last 5K?
I was just sitting last wheel.
You just pinned from the climb.
Yeah, I think I got over it and then that was it. It was just pinned there. Richie went up the last climb and pretty much didn't move from last wheel. So I wasn't really there to help, but I thought, like, if I did get to the front, I'd use all the energy that I had and I wouldn't be able to do it. So worst case, I might have actually boxed him in and done worse. So I was like, sorry, Imps, but left him just high and dry.
Your take from your summer personally, heading into the classics, you're doing the full spring. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I think definitely pretty happy with where the form's at. Obviously, it would have been nice to get a couple more results. But I think I'm pretty happy with where I'm at. I think... yeah, that council crit, or it's not called the council crit anymore. I think it's Down Under.
Ran a drum.
I didn't really see that coming, so that was good. And being able to do a bid. And, I'm really looking forward to the classics. That's the next big thing. Heading to Europe tomorrow. And then I'm not sure what this cold weather's going to be like. I've got -1. It was 17 degrees the other day, and I was thinking about chucking leg warmers on. So I think I'm down Shit Creek.
It's pretty Euro.
Yeah, he's a Euro. Well, yeah, he's a big name now. He'll be starting the classics with neck warmer on, beanie.
Well, I don't know if we'll go that far.
Winter Knicks, long
sleeve. But I think the spring might be...
Two sets of gloves.
Yeah, we'll see.
good luck in the Spring Classics, Edmo. Good luck tonight.
Yeah, I think we're going to go and see what this Stanley Street Social is all about. Last hurrah, couple of beers.
Last hurrah before we head back to Europe.
You on the decks tonight, Alex? You and Hermie B2B?
Well, we're actually talking about that. We might lock in for a set of tennis because the tennis final's on. Thanks to Matt for presenting the podcast. Thanks, Edmo.
Thanks for having me.
This is your debut. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
You've avoided us pretty well so far.
Yeah. Well, I've never been actually asked to come on it.
So. I'm pretty sure you have been asked. You just don't get roped in as easy as the rest of them. And we'll see you back at the Social Club next time.